Blog Talk Radio.
When you want to know the news, they got the radio blues. From the question of the day to the rants and the raves, got your favorite thing.
It's a Hooper thing.
Nobody does it like you do.
It's a Hooper thing.
Listen in and we can prove it. It's so
welcome, welcome everybody to HTR Hooper Thing Radio. Whoop, 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 whoop. Today we're going to be talking about, it's a Valentine's Day episode, and we're going to be talking about dating and relationships. So this should be interesting. We all know Valentine's Day is right around the corner on Saturday, so we're going to have a very eventful, impactful show about the love bug. For those of you who do not know what Hooper Thing Radio is, it is a modern-day faith-based show. And it's basically showing everybody, especially young people and also older people, that you can still live in today's society and still have fun and also serve the Lord at the same time. So I guess you guys are wondering, like, who is this crazy, wacky person talking to me right now? Well, my name is D-Ran, and I am definitely a young bachelor. So ladies out there, if y'all want to holla, you know, just give me a ring, ting-tingling. I moved to San Diego, California.
Hashtag thirsty.
You know, I got to bust up my plug in there. I'm here in San Diego, California, and I am originally from Romulus, Michigan, which is a small town, so this is definitely a nice adventure for me. And you guys have already heard my next co-host that she likes to buddy in like Kanye West. Vivian, a.k.a. The Mogul. She's a career woman, an entrepreneur, and a mom of three school-age kids. What's up, Viv?
What's up, Bachelor?
And then over here, I got Kanye West, and then I got Ashton Kutcher. That's the next one, who is Jamal, aka the hardworking Frankston. He's a hardworking father, husband, and has two beautiful daughters. And he's definitely a true man of God. What's up, Jamal? All right, I guess he's coming in a little bit.
You guys can visit. He ain't finished working yet. You know, you got to catch him between jobs.
So if you want to know more about the show, you can definitely visit our website at www.hoopthingradio.com. And you could click on the UTalk tab to post live comments during the show and take the poll of the week. And remember to like us on Facebook and Instagram. Or to call in, you can call 347-324-5098. And if you like the music on today's show, which I know you will, you can go to hooperthingradio.com if you want to know more information about it. Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, whoop, whoop. And also, before I forget, we're having a giveaway today. So that is something that's so awesome. I cannot wait. Our giveaway, we'll be giving away two tickets to the AMC Theater. And I originally said, and I want to address this issue, I originally said they were for the 50 Shades of Grey. They're actually blanket movie tickets that you can use for any movie. And so when I put it out there on Facebook, I got a lot of emails about 50 Shades of Grey. I didn't really know what 50 Shades of Grey was. I didn't know it was like a provocative, like Zane type of movie or book. And that's not something that I want to say that we promote here at Hooper Thing Radio. So if you want to see it, that's totally up to you, but they don't have to be used for that. So, but we are still giving a giveaway, and that's also a good thing, though. Right? I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah, the pick would be great.
Hey!
All right, now there we go.
There's my partner.
Hey, listen, I try to chime in and say, hey, I'm Duran. I like long walks on the beach. I like puppy dogs and cotton candy. Ice cream,
so
Sunday preferred with a banana split. Call me Duran. Young bachelor.
Hashtag, I'll let your boy from Romulus.
Where is Romulus?
So dumb.
Did you just claim Detroit?
Okay, so listen, Romulus is a small city outside of Detroit, and it's about maybe 30
from
minutes.
Okay, moving on. We're just going to say he's from Detroit.
Okay, so What's up, Jamal?
Nothing much. What's going on, y'all? Glad to be on this week.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I was glad. I didn't know what was going to happen if you were still working, then it was just going to be me and Duran. But
I know.
Thank you. There is a God. Miss Minister Paula must be with us. I feel the anointing.
Coming around the corner.
Exactly.
Okay, so what did y'all do this week? Let me tell you what I did first, because Jamal's going to top mine, and Duran, who knows what you got. But so I have a local artist here. His name is Quentin Moore. Quentin Moore, you can find him on Facebook, iTunes. He is so soulful, just really down-to-earth kid. Well, he's not a kid. He's a grown man. Plays the keyboard and the bass guitar. Here he also plays drums. But he just really performs. Like Al Green and just all kind of stuff. So when y'all come visit Dallas, I'm going to take you to see him because he's all that. But check him out on Facebook.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Okay, check him out.
Yeah,
Jamal, if you come, I'll take you and Chris. Duran probably want to go see something else.
You already know, okay? It's fine. I ain't about that life at all. So for y'all, for this week, I have had a very eventful week. For those of you who know my struggle with homeless people out there, the struggle has gotten even more real, okay? And so
I'm gonna get
you. Want to tell y'all.
I'm going to get you, Dre. You wait a minute. I'm coming for you.
I have nothing against homeless people, but for some reason they feel like I am just a target, and I do not know why. So last week, after I almost got shaked to death and saw Jesus in 2 seconds, this week I was walking down the street with a box of pizza, and somebody else came, like, literally, like, rushed up to me, and it was a homeless person. I was like, whoa, it's, like, startled me, and I was literally about to buy the pizza and run. Like, I'm not going to this yet. And so all they really wanted was just a slice of pizza. They said, well, they have a slice of pizza, and I was just like, yes, you may. But I had to, like, kind of school her, like, you know, just next time, just, you know, maybe walk up a little slower. You kind of, because she was looking at me like, why are you running? Because I'm a bumper or something like that, and it wasn't really that. It was just
he
the
was
fact
hungry.
That.
She was running, like, don't you want this?
Yeah.
Don't you want this? Don't you run from this?
So I was more than happy to share. I'm always more than happy to share from what God has blessed me with. So because of that, I have bought a rape whistle. I have bought a bum rape whistle. I am not joking. I have bought, I left it in the car. Listen, I was going to, and I knew that I was going to say that, but I left it in the car by accident because I was rushing to get to the show. And I will blow it I will blow it next episode, I promise. But I definitely have a bum of fat rape whistle. No bum bumps coming my way. I don't have time about that life. I want that life. So, yes. Okay.
In the event that somebody comes and you don't have your whistle, what do you have? Do you have like a life alert button? Like, do you have that button in your chest for life alert? Or like, do you scream? Like, how do you project that sound to protect yourself? Like,
what,
how does that work
for you? Right. What if something happens between the car and the house because you have to get to the car?
Do you scream? Like, do you Amber alert? Like, how do you hide one person?
I'm at the point in time where I'm about to start taking self-defense classes. Like, I can't deal with the stress. I mean, I'm with anxiety.
Where do you live? Do we need to put you on GoFundMe and get you a better location?
No,
he needs
a nice
life
location.
Alert button. He needs a life alert button. You put it on his chest. It's being conspicuous. It's a little bitty square. You press that button, and you know help is on the way. You need that. They offer
Jamal,
it to the elderly, but I think you need it.
Is it really in San Diego? Is San Diego what they show on TV, or are you all
okay?
Where you at?
I don't know.
I'm coming. I'm coming to visit. I got to see this.
Thank you.
Has
he's
anybody
not in
been
concert.
To see you? Has anybody been to see you?
No, not yet. None of my family has came to see me yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the plane in 45 days. I got to see this for myself.
45 days.
Oh, he's going to be gone by then.
Right. I stand for that. Okay, so what happened was I hosted an event that I had a very fun time, the Masquerade Ball that I talked about last week. And it was 725 people, so thank you for your 75 people, Jamal. It was definitely 725 people. So, well, I guess I underestimated. But I was hosting it, and because I did 725.
Oh, okay.
And so because of that, when I was doing it, I was, like, in the groove, and I was doing the thing. I was up there having a fun time. The photographer and the management from the restaurant had asked me. First, the photographer had talked to me. She's like, you did such a good job. Thank you so much, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, thank you. She didn't know it was my job. And so she's like, can I have your business card? Here we go back to these business cards again. I'm like, oh, and I said, I do not have them yet. And she's like, okay, well, just give me your information, but, you know, you may need to invest in some business cards because you're really good at what you do. And I was like, oh, thank you. This ain't my profession, but, you know, I'll take a compliment any day. You know what I'm saying? So I gave her my information, and when I was leaving the hotel the next morning, the bellhop who was taking my bags and putting them in the car had said, you did such a good performance. Where's your next performance going to be at, blah, blah, blah. So basically I'm saying all this stuff to say, if you have a gift or talent, always have a business card. And on your business card, what I just found out, it does not have to, you don't have to put yourself in a box to put a title, but it's just some type of form of communication somebody can have so they can communicate with you and want to talk to you. So business cards are relevant, and I have now ordered mine this week. So, yes, I'm getting the business cards ready. So that's what I got for this week.
That's the second time it. That's the second time it didn't happen to you. I think you need to really.
Yes.
I'm right here with a straight face, looking at you like you really need to get your life together. This is the second time coming around. You catered to 725 people, and you still ain't got the clue to get your business cards together.
It's just so much. I ordered them though. I am ordering them this week. I've made them this week. Let me not lie. I made them this
you
week.
You didn't even order them yet?
Friday. Listen, I get paid on Friday. The struggle is real.
Business card, $15.
Oh, okay.
Lord,
all right. You know what? You can come to your big cousin and ask him if you need the business cards order. I'll happily buy them for you.
You know what? Thank you.
Let me get to what I did with today, okay? Because the Kanye goes on a rant. He don't know when to let out the rain and back up a little bit. So
Me
personally, what I did this week is I took a much-needed break. Everybody knows I'm working hard. If I'm not working for somebody else, I'm working around the house. I'm working for family. So this week I just took a break from me, just sat back and did a couple of things. But actually at the same time in doing that, I got the ball rolling on something that needs to be done that's much bigger, that's coming. And I'll be able to share that later on down the line. So be looking out for that next big story because it's coming from your boy right here. So you will be entertained.
What? You dropping an album or something? You said it like you was about to drop an album.
You know what? If I drop an album, you won't be on it.
You don't need him to produce it.
Right, J.J. Fisher is my inspiration. Now I can harness some J.J. Fisher in a minute.
Who did you just say?
J.J. Fisher, like something about you, girl. I got you.
Oh my god!
I am no longer associated with you. I am
and
done.
I'm over here Googling.
Don't ask
J.J.
me no more questions.
What's the J.J. Fish? I see J.J. Fish.
You haven't
chicken.
Seen it?
No.
Oh my God.
Okay. You look like him. Hang on.
We are not about to go there. Okay.
All right.
They both look like they get chased by bums.
Well, you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's my fan base. I don't know at this point in time. Like, I'm just going to take, I guess, not run away from it.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to talk about love. Come on. What else?
Okay.
I'm ready to move into our Valentine's, but we need something to focus to that.
Our Valentine's Day episode. Our Valentine's Day. So, I know, right? So, what we're going to get into is we're going to start talking about the word of the week. So for season 3, we'll be checking in with our ordained assistant pastor at St. John AME in Columbus, Ohio, Minister Paula Harris. And we're going to be receiving the word, a.k.a. the word of the week. Okay? So what that sound means, grab your Bible app, have several seats, and be prepared to receive the word of the week.
The word for today
is entitled Push, Pray Until Something Happens. I just want to read a little story to you about a man who was sleeping at night in his cabin when suddenly his room was filled with a bright light and the Savior appeared. The Lord told the man he had work for him to do and showed him a large rock right out in front of his cabin. The Lord explained that the man was to push against the rock with all his might every day. For many years, this man would go to work every day, come home, and push against that rock. One day, he looked at himself and said, "Why am I doing this and nothing has happened? Why am I trying to kill myself over this?" He said he decided he'd just stop in my time, give just the minimum effort, and that would be good enough. But God came to him and said, "My friend, when I asked you to serve me, you accepted. I told you that your task was to push against the rock with all your strength, which you've done. But never once did I mention to you that I expected you to move it." Doesn't that sound like us sometimes? We hear what God said, but we really don't listen to the words that he said. We put our own words into it. Here, this man is thinking that he has to move the rock, but that's not what God asked. All God asked him to do was to push against the rock with all your strength every day. Your task was to push, and now you come to me with your strength spent, thinking that you failed, but that's not right. Look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscular. Your back is mighty. Your hands are calloused from the constant pressure, and your legs have become massive and hard. At times when we hear God, we tend to use our own intellect to decipher what he wants. What God actually wants is just simple obedience and faith in him. By all means, exercise the faith that moves mountains, but know that it's still God who moves the mountains. Push, pray until something happens. When everything seems to be going wrong, you just got to push. When the job gets you down, you got to push. When people don't react the way you think they should, you've got to push. When your money looks funny and the bills are due, you still have to push. When people don't understand, you just push. Remember today, all you have to do is push. God bless.
Wow.
Amen.
So you did it again, Minister Paula. You done did it again.
She did.
Well, pray until something happens.
Yeah,
and it's so easy to feel like, well, I'm praying and nothing is happening. Well, whose time and are we basing it on? You know, our time is saying, today I need an answer. I need something to shake and break loose right now. But everything is for a reason. And
we need to remember what he says. I may not come when you want me, but I'm always, always on time.
Always on time. That's right.
I know. Yep. That was fantastic. It came right on time. I'm going through some stuff with my family issues and a whole bunch of other things that's going on. I was just on the phone with my grandmother today, and you know, she's like, she was talking to me about don't give up, and you know, people may not react the way you need them to, and that came, when I say so on time to keep pushing, that came so on time, you know, because sometimes, I know for me, God has, even for example, for this show, for example, my family, I have a very talented family, and in the beginning, I really wanted the show to be a very, God has given me this vision to do this show, and I wanted to do a family-based show and do, you know, my family, and we all going to do it, but as time was going on, it was much harder doing it that way. It was really hard, and once I realized, not exit my family out of it, but start using them in their just capacity. What it did was it started inspiring them to do their own thing. So he gave me the vision that this is supposed to help my family, but I interpreted it the wrong way, and that's what took me so long for this to come to pass. So that is definitely something that I try to make sure I'm keen on now, is to make sure I listen to him
and try to see what he's telling me and not just get the message and then try to run and interpret it myself.
Very good, Moses. Very good, Moses.
Very good. Man, that word was so good. And I actually feel like that man in the story of God coming to me, telling me to push. And after a while, it's like, well, I've been pushing. And, you know, hey, I could probably take a little bit of effort off, and that'll be okay, and that'll be fine. And that's not because that's what God is asking of me. But that's crazy, because one of the things that me and my brother were talking about today is about time, and how if somebody gives you something and said, okay, I want you to go outside and wait 5 minutes, that 5 minutes seems like 5 hours to us if we are supposed to go outside and wait 5 minutes. And one of the things that Martin Luther King said, he said, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, the thing I have to challenge that or to add to that, it's not the mind, because I didn't see people get their mind back. I have seen that right in front of me. It's time that's a terrible thing to waste, because that's one thing that you are never, and one of the key ingredients, one of the key ingredients for time is patience.
Wow. All right.
Did you throw that patience part in there, because I sent you all the text today saying y'all said it's memory the first to go, and I said no patience is. Is that a low low?
Look. Patience is a virtue, okay? Now we're gonna
It goes with age. It goes with age. Keep living. I'm telling you, it goes.
Living your life like it's golden. Living your life like it's golden.
But I keep pushing. Thank you, Minister Paul. It's going to keep me for another 7 days. But I run out again by Tuesday, so please come back.
Keep pushing. I know that's right. You got anything else for us, Minister Paula? You good?
Just hope that everyone has a blessed week, and just keep on pushing. Pray until something happens.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. That was really fantastic. So now we're going to move into the question of the week. And the question of the week this week is it's different this week. And the reason why I picked it is because I'm very interested, because I'm actually going through these issues. And I think everybody is going through these
Lord,
issues.
Oh, Lord, some Multi-Rand issues.
I know,
is
right?
This
is my therapy
mental
session. This is my outlet in life. God. No. And so the question is,
it's okay. All creative geniuses have one. I have to give you that. You're a creative genius, so you get to be crazy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I said, where is the line between your standards is just too high and you compromising? Where is the line between the two?
Are we talking about relationships, dating, since this is Valentine? Are we there? Is that what we're talking about?
What you got, Jamal?
Okay, well, what I got for you guys, since you guys want this hot and ready, I'm about to deliver it to you. Okay, everyone knows that relationship is part of the gives and takes in both parties. But sometimes it's hard to distinguish the things between you and what you should really compromise over, or what you should really take as a stand. Many couples compromise to avoid conflict, but in the mindset of the compromising, it's a lot easier than we think to find that we are changing ourselves and not just our habits.
Okay, go ahead. Now, here's the thing. We keep going through this whole, like, you get really deep, and then I come with something shallow, and
right.
I feel like I need to change
right.
it up a little bit, but I got to stay true to me.
Stay true to you, on fleek. Come on.
What you gonna do?
For me, compromising is something that you do with somebody that you love to do. That you love. You don't just compromise with just anybody. And I think that setting your standards too high is when you're being very meticulous. Like, you got to be 5, or she got to be 5'7", and she got to have a big booty, and she got to have pearly whites, and she got to do this, and she got to do that, and, you know, your girl toes got to look good, and, you know, like, all
they
of
better.
That.
They better.
I mean, I think all of that can sometimes go into setting your standards too high, because you in your mind think you're about to get Beyonce and J-Lo, and you over there look like Hamilton back in Notre Dame. Like, no, it don't work that way. So I think what compromising is, it means that your souls are connected and match, and everything else will fall into place. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but that's how I look at when I say compromise. If I want to compromise, if I'm a compromise with somebody, it's going to be my soulmate. I ain't compromising nobody else but my soulmate. My standards are too high. Sometimes that's kind of like, this is a little bit, I don't like her for this, I don't like her for that. Kind of like exterior features.
Well,
I have to stop you 1 second. I have to intervene real quick. Let me get my Kanye on, because
you have
to understand something. You compromise in everyday life. You compromise when you go to your job and you do stuff that you don't want to do, but you know you have to do it for the greater good, right? So how can you stop and say, well, I know this is my soulmate, so I'm going to compromise? No, at the end of the day, it's a give and take. Whether if it's 60-40, 70-30, at the end of the day, when you later on down the line you weigh it out, that's when it becomes that 100%. But you got to learn that you're compromising every day. Even whenever you ask us, you know, about the show, when we do our homework, and sometimes I reply back to you and I say something crazy to you. But then you compromise and you're like, okay, I know that's just small. I'm going to let him do him, right?
But here's the thing.
He knows your value too, Jamal. He knows the value that you bring. So it's like, okay, you know, that I think you have to, once you like somebody, it starts with liking them. Once you like them and you see where, is it my turn?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Duran, it's my turn. I'm sorry. Okay, I got to just do this. I'm sorry. I know Taylor won the award, but Beyonce, okay. No. I think, okay, so relationships. To me, it's a place where I can give, right? So I have to feel good about giving to whoever I'm giving to. It's not necessarily a place where I'm, you know, just sucking it all up and getting it all, but it's a place where I have to feel good sowing my seed and giving myself and my energy to that person. So you can't do that if you compromise and if you're not really feeling them like that, or like if you're not really feeling the girl to begin with, then you're not going to be able to compromise on anything. Compromise comes after like. If you don't even like them, then the compromise is just, you know, it's a moot point.
Yes. It depends. To me, I'm like I said before, I'm not compromising unless I'm soulmate. Okay,
talk
I'm
to
not
me
gonna compromise.
You find somebody that you like. That's the point. Until
right.
you find
oh,
somebody who make your toes curl and make you forget where you put the dang on whistle, then you know you can't say nothing. You know, you don't know. You don't even know. You don't know.
Hey, he forgot where he put the whistle.
You know, you just forget.
I can't deal with
you
both
of y'all. You're floating in la la land. You're just floating around, and you're like, "Oh my God, I forgot. What's today? Where's my whistle?"
You are so dumb.
No,
it's
the life alert button. It is the life alert button. I'm buying that for you. I'm about to see how much that is.
You know what? I am not that desperate. I take care of myself. Okay, thank you very much. I just want to point that
you
out.
You ran
there.
From
I'm
a girl. You ran from a little girl who wanted a slice of pizza today. Shut up.
And well, she wasn't little. She was a grown woman. Okay, I want to make that very clear
hey,
to everybody in the audience.
Guess what? Well, it just turned out that she was actually a little girl selling Girl Scout cookies, and they heard that Duran's a big spender, and he actually took off on it because she's not the usual girl on that route. So tell everybody that it was a little girl trying to sell you Girl Scout cookies, and you gave her a pizza in return and spent your money.
And she punched him and took his whistle. No,
you know
let's
what?
Hear you.
Okay.
No, standards and compromise. Yeah, I get it. Jamal's right. You have to compromise every day in everyday life. But in a relationship, you need to like the person first before you even get down to compromising. Because I ain't compromising jack until I realize that I like you. I like you. We can talk.
Hey, Vivian, what'd you say? Said it again. Jamal was what?
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Jamal was right?
No, he was left.
Oh, what?
That's what you said.
Jamal was right. Hashtag.
Say my name. No, go ahead.
Jamal was right.
So,
hey, we got to pay some bills.
I know, right? Okay, so we got to first get a phone call in or two so we can let the audience talk now. If you guys want to talk, you just press 1 on your phone to notify the producers that you want to talk on the show, and you guys can comment. For this Take It to the Phone segment, you guys are more than welcome to comment on that lovely What's the Word, a.k.a. Word of the Week, to just keep pushing. Go on, keep pushing. Just push. That was the message.
Hashtag push.
Or you could comment on the question of the week, which is, where's the line between your standards is just too high and you compromising? So make sure you press 1 on your phones if you want to talk. And we have our first caller, and her name is Tiana from Ohio. Tiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Tiana.
Tiana? Yes, no? All right. So I guess we don't have Tiana on the air right now. So I guess we're going to move right into our break, and we'll see if maybe she'll call back in later. So if you want to visit our website, you can call in to hoopathingradio.com, click on the UTalk tab, and for live feed onto the show, and we'll be able to reply back to you. The call-in number is 347-324-5098. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget, if you like the music on today's show, to go to hoopathingradio.com if you want to know more information about it. And also, for the giveaway today, we're going to give it to our next caller. So whoever our next caller is today, you're going to get these very lovely tickets for any AMC theater. You can go to any show that you want to. Our producers will make sure we mail them off to you. So our next caller, whoever calls into the show first, we're definitely going to click on you, and you're going to get 2 free movie tickets to the AMC Movie Theater at our next segment, next Ticket to the Phone segment. So make sure you stay tuned, because up next is Single Life versus Married Life, our new segment.
Call in.
Very...
Ticket.
Get your ticket. Come on, call
tickets.
In. Get your ticket. Hey, call in and get your ticket.
Welcome back. Okay, so I had a question from one of our listeners, and the question was, what are some laws or rules of dating single mothers? Do we have time to talk about that right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got time. Girl, we got time.
Okay, all right. So sit back and grab. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so... So first of all, do you guys think that there is anything different between dating a single woman, period, and dating a single mother? Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Yes. Hands down, yes.
Hands down, yes.
Huge difference.
Huge mm-hmm. difference. Okay. So what do you think is different? Duran, let's let you go first. What's different?
Listen, I'm not trying to get 58 phone calls.
Oh,
but I have
Lord.
Actually been through this. I've been through this, and y'all know I didn't call my 2 co-hosts about this before. I was somebody I actually liked who liked me, and I was actually willing to try it out, but she had 5 children. And I, in this stage of my life,
you don't
so
go for
I don't
one
know,
kid. Not one kid, 5. Okay, great.
5. But I don't know if I want any kids. So that part right there, it's like I feel like such a jerk because it's like I don't want to date you because you got kids. But it's almost like I don't know if I want to have kids, and I'll be doing myself an injustice and your children an injustice for me to even fake the funk.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, to me it's a very big thing.
Yeah. And a lot of women take things personal too, so it's best when you let them know, rule number one, let them know up front that – you know, when it's before you even exchange numbers, maybe that could come out before you even get that deep. And if you know, if you already start talking to them, let them know up front you know, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm not doing kids, da-da-da-da, and move on. Don't get time wasted, vested. Don't get a woman's hopes up high because depending on who she is, she might get it twisted. So, yeah, don't even, you know, don't go in like that. What do you think, Simone? Yeah.
Well, I got several things. So the first one with, you know, with dating a single woman and then dating a woman who has kids, well, the single woman is going to be available. You know, she doesn't have any responsibilities as far as kids wearing her down and stuff like that. And then with the one who has kids, you know, she's got other commitments and different things that she has to do. And now when you start planning, you almost have to start incorporating in almost so, in a sense, not just caring for her, but caring for her child, too, because know that she comes as a package. And, you know, you kind of want to meet that early in the relationship, because what you don't want to do is invest too much time in something. And then when you meet a kid, you're like, all right, listen, your child is the seed of you-know-who, and I'm not trying to be associated with him. Your kid is mad. Every time you leave the room, he's cussing. I can't do it.
You can't do it. Now, for me, I know my kids are just like I am. So if you get along with me, my kids are like me. So you're not meeting my kids for an extremely long time. I mean, I got to know that you're going to be around. And you're not meeting. I've been divorced almost 5 years, and they might have met, well, I ain't going to get into all that, but they only met a selective few people. So.
Hey, listen, sweetie. I got to meet the kids. I got to see the kids first. And, hey, listen,
no.
They might be exactly like you, but as soon as that door closed, they might look at you. This is what we want. Okay. Hey, I want you to run me $5 out your pocket. What's your credit rate? You going to date our mama? You know, we need some shoes.
I know y'all seen that movie.
Stop.
I wasn't there yet.
Y'all are just... You know what? We did. And my kids used to say that. They used to say, we're going to act just like them. And I said, okay, you know what? If you want to run my friends away, you can't have yours over. Nobody's coming to spend a night for girls' slumber party. Nobody's coming to play PlayStation with you. I'm going to play PlayStation with you. I'm going to be your only girlfriend. So if I can't have no friends, neither can you. They were like, oh, no, hey. We okay. Go ahead. Go get them. Who you going to go out with? Where they at?
I got a story for y'all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So my mother was dating a guy. And it was me and my brother, George. And we kind of like, whenever she would date someone, we were kind of like, all right, she's bringing somebody over, they're coming, he's coming over while she's getting dressed or whatever. So we're going to give him the death. We're going to give him the death look. We're just going to say it. We ain't going to say nothing. So he'll come over, and we'll be sitting right there. And all of a sudden, we'll get dead quiet, and we'll just look at him. So how are your kids doing in school? No reply, nothing, just looking at him. You guys have a real nice mother. You guys have a real nice place. Did you guys play any sports or anything? Nothing. Then when my mother comes out, she tells me, hey, how's it going? Have a good night. And then I'll look at him just like, I want you to come back here. I want you to come back over this time. Something don't happen. I want you to.
You're just bad.
I want you
You're
to.
Just bad.
If something don't happen. Hey, listen, I had to let him know up front. Listen, I'm permanent. Ain't nobody coming up to my place that's temporary.
See, okay.
I'll run this house.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I think from no, Duran, no, sorry, no, no, no. Wait, I already know what you're saying. I'm scared, but let me just say this part. So I think from when you have a good relationship with your ex-husband, your children's father, I think that may have a little bit to do with it too, because my kids aren't, they know whoever comes around is not a replacement. They are not, you know, it's no big deal. You know what I'm saying? They're indifferent. They're like, well, Mom, if you're happy, we're happy. But we got somebody to come to our basketball games. We got somebody to do all this stuff that we need to do. He's picking us up for school in the morning. We're good. So I think that matters with the father being around, too, a little bit. So, because my mother raised me single, and I was like you, Jamal. So, you know.
Here's the thing. I know y'all heard that song. I'ma call your mama. Come on, mama. I'ma tell your daddy. Tell my daddy. Y'all heard that song? That old
You're not
going to
sing it, is
she? No, I've never heard that before.
Your boy needs a duet. Go ahead and jump in with him.
Listen, the reason why I brought that up is because when you start dating women with children, you have the possibility of getting some ratchet baby kids. And also, #. Then you got, if you get connected, this is what I really cannot stand. And when a parent puts the step-parent under regulations, like you can't just put my child, it's my child, blah, blah, blah. Like, so it started getting real complicated dating women with children. That's what all I'm saying. It gets very sticky. It gets very complicated. You got a lot more issues to deal with. So I try to stay away from that. And with me not knowing if I want to have kids myself, that's something I'm not really ready to deal
with.
Well,
I would advise you, because a lot of women are having kids before they turn 30, so I would advise you to start picking, or you're going to date really young. Because once you start dating a woman who's up close to 30, she already got kids. And the older you get, the chances are she's going to have children.
And you know what? Dating a woman with her children, she's actually 9 times out of 10 that child is going to mature her. It might be better in your case because at your age, I'm not gonna give you that much credit that you're mature, but you surround yourself with a lot of mature people and you're doing a lot of things in your life, Duran, that I'm very proud of, by the way. I wanted to let you know, everybody, I'm proud of Duran, but he still gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
Now,
yes, thank you.
You might
want
to get a woman with like one kid. You might want to get a woman with like one kid. Don't do two, do one, because she'll be at that age to where she knows, like, kind of like knows what she wants and where she's going. And at the same time, she kind of got a little bit of that maturity in her, because you kind of still trying to get that maturity level, and then she's immature. It's going to be a crash course.
Yeah, and good mothers are nurturing. They don't play games. When they're available, it's quality.
And they cook.
Time. Yeah, we throw down, baby. What?
So, go ahead. We go keep, because I have a question. My question is pertaining to what I'm about to say. I have a question from a listener also. So
okay,
we're gonna go into the whole single life versus married life. We're gonna jump into that segment because my segment is, I think, after that one. So for those of you who don't know, we're doing single life versus married life. It's a new segment we're trying out this season. And basically this is where we get something that's going on from the single person or married person, and we're just get some feedback, get some conversation, hear some funny stories, hear a rant, a rave, something like that about single life versus married life. Today, we're going to do the married life. So Jamal, what you got for the married life? He's the only one who's married on the show. We got divorced, married, and single.
Oh.
He's the married. So what you got?
Oh, my God. I got so much. First of all, my wife is so lovely, who is probably listening right now. I'm going to say nothing but the wonderful, peachy things about my beautiful wife. Thank you, Jesus. But the married life is what God intended for us. Let's start that out first and foremost. That's what God intended for us, a man and a woman to come together and become one. And married life definitely has its advantages. There's no more hunting for the perfect date. You can get a totally start on with someone who is ready to make a commitment to you, fully make a commitment. You can stay home and start enjoying routine things around the house, like knowing what to expect or different activities. In addition to that, you can also start making up different ways of, you know, different characters, like acting out different things and stuff like that, really diving into your character. And you can sit around in the house in sweatpants, no makeup, just comfortable. You can actually just be you. You don't have to feel like you have to dress up constantly every weekend just to show yourself off. And then it kind of sucks, because I see that whenever I step out with some guys or something like that, and it's just like, you know, some people just kind of lose their worth. Just dressing up with somebody just to appease them, and then knowing that they're going home, and it's like, it looks empty. You can see the emptiness there.
Mm.
And you never have to worry about impressions. I mean, you know, as a guy, when you're stepping out and stuff like that, you know, you always feel like you got to either buy the drink or you have to be smelling and looking the best. And I'm not saying, you know, you need to look good, you need to smell good, too, because there'd be a lot of rusty butt people out there that need to tighten up a little bit. But you don't have to go out and just over the top anymore, because your wife knows you for who you are. Your husband knows you for who you are. And it just basically shows you in the partnership and the relationship the growth between the two.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, there goes some tips for the married life. So those of you who's about to get married, trying to get married or already married, you know, make sure y'all take heed to them. Some of them I actually took heed to, too. So we have some actually social media. Ooh, okay. We have some social media this time about the question of the week. And the question of the week this week, just to remind everybody, is where's the line, where's the difference between your standards is just too high and you compromising? Where's the difference between the two? And so I'm going to read off a couple of them, maybe two or three. We have Tonya, who said, my standards are set high. Why should I compromise? Hashtag, why should I compromise? Hashtag, she ain't compromising. So I guess Tony for like her cop. Why should she have to compromise? Next we have Raven, and it says your standards can never be too high unless you're asking for God. But ultimately, you know what you deserve, and you know what you want. If someone else is willing to at least work and be at what you want them to be, then that's something that you should explore. So I guess what she's basically saying is that it's good to have your standards high, but if they don't meet them and they're trying to, you should at least give them a good chance to do it. So, okay, I want to say thank you to Tonya and Raven for your comments on social media. Keep them coming. Go to our website. Go to the post live section on hoopertingradio.com, and if you post live there, we'll be able to respond back to you. Also, you can comment on our Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook and Instagram, and don't forget to call in at 347-324-5098. And don't forget, if anybody wants to call into the show at 347-324-5098, you can, and you can get these nice, wonderful tickets to any AMC theater. And don't forget, if you like the music on today's show, you go to hooperthingradio.com and stay tuned, because we have our rotational segment, which is we have the three unattractive things from each co-host that makes people unattractive. So just stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
When you want to know the news, but got the radio blues, from the question of the day to the rants and the raves, got your favorite thing.
It's a Hooper.
Nobody does.
All right. Welcome back. Okay, so we have our rotational segment. Our rotational segment this week is the top three things that make you unattractive. And each one of our calls is going to bring our top three. Before we get into that, though, I do have a question that I want to get into that I kind of overlooked earlier, so I want to apologize for that. And it's from a listener, and they asked me, what do you think men want in their mates? So what do you think that men want in their mates? So for me, as a young, I would say a fairly good-looking, handsome young chap.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, when I say handsome-looking, I want to say gorgeous, actually, a gorgeous young man. What I'm looking for in a woman is a non-clingy woman. I cannot stand a clingy woman. I cannot stand a woman who just wants to just be smothered up under you all the time. Like, I do not like that. That is very annoying. I also, what I look for in a woman is I want her to have just as much ambition as I do. I want her vision to be in line with my mind. Not saying she wants to be a radio show host or anything like that, but she understands the grind. And if I'm on the phone all day, she ain't calling, like, why you ain't on the phone calling me? Like, she understands I'm about my business. I want a sweet girl to bring home to my family, but I also wanted to be a little raunchy in the bedroom. Like, I want a very diverse woman. I want her to be able to hold her own without me, but she likes to depend on me, but doesn't have to. And I also cannot stand a woman who does not let a man lead. That is very annoying. So those are the things that I look for in a mate. I don't know if other men do. Do you look for those things, Jamal? That's what I look for. I don't know if you do.
I think you went down a long list of what you do not like. I heard you do not like what I do not want. I think she asked, what does a man look for in a woman?
So right.
I'll have to say is,
oh, my bad.
I love, I had to learn to love the clinginess, because that was one of my, like, I did not like, but I learned to love it now. I would say I would look for someone who, a God-fearing woman, first and foremost, let me say that, a God-fearing woman. So even when I thought that I didn't seek God and did all I could, she goes and seek God and still be able to come back and give me the courage, uplift me, because if I'm the only one speaking them and she ain't, and then I'm trying to go to her for some advice, she give me some stuff that don't even sound right, I'm going to be in a world of mess. That's one. I'm just going to be out of luck, man. SOL. I'm done. But somebody, like I said, somebody who's loving, caring, loyal, know how to hold their own. Like, say, for instance, like if there's a point in time where I need you to step up, you got it. There's no question asked. There is nothing more attractive to a woman who knows how to step up and lead. And whether I'm there or in my absence, I know that everything is going to be okay.
Okay. Well, all right. Now, listen, y'all. I'm about tired of Jamal trying to upstage me. That was my question, and you just stole it, okay? So I need you to back up, and I want to try and get another shot at a later date because I know we ain't got enough time to get another shot at that. So, but it's okay. I understand. So we're going to go into our game and tip segment, which are the top three things that makes you unattractive, hashtag ugly, hashtag get your life, hashtag you're not about this life, okay? So I guess we'll go around the table. And go ahead, Jamal. What's your top three things that will make a woman unattractive to you?
Let's see. Well, you know, I had a three, but, man, I'm sitting here thinking. I have more than three, but my first one would be insecurities. Get yourself together.
Okay.
All right? Know your worth, right? Know what you want in life. Know what you're going to do. The next one is I cannot stand a nosy person. If I give you some information, that's all I got for you right now. Do not keep picking at me for something that I do not have. I don't have it. I can't give it to you what I don't have. And then the third one is a woman who smokes. The first thing all you got to do is I smell a cigarette, or if I see a pack of Marlboros just sitting right there in the open, goodbye. We have.
She's not even a Virginia Slim smoker. She grabbed me greedy with it. All got
it. Yep, just go.
She's talking with them
dangling
by. Out of.
What if she got the Cruella de Vil thing going on, the whole long pipe thing? No.
No, he said Marlboro. That mug hanging while she talking is flicking up and down.
Baby Jane. Baby Jane.
If she can sit there and have a conversation with me and hold a cigarette in the mouth like my grandfather used to do when we was working on cars when I was young, goodbye. I do not want you. I don't want to talk to you. We are not associating each other. Goodbye. Go. Leave.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Okay, so my
like
top
AOL.
Three things. Yeah, goodbye. My top three things, yes. Oh, and the first one is a huge pet peeve of mine. Your teeth, your grill, your mouth. I do not want to see no yellow teeth. I don't want to see no plaque. I want to see just pearly whites. Preferably straight pearly whites, but I can deal with the crooked a little bit. But they get, like, your teeth to me is everything. That's like the gateway to your soul. But I know they say it's your eyes, but for me, it's your teeth. Like, I am very particular about that because it shows me how good your hygiene is. It shows you how good your hygiene is. My next one, and this is, I ain't even going to go there, but my next one, busted hair and for some weave. I cannot, like, to me, your hair, just your whole life from your neck up is just that really determines who you are. You can have some raggedy clothes, you ain't got a lot of money, some shoes. Like, I can work with all that, but if you ain't taking care of yourself, that's your hair, your weave, you got buzz, your grill is busted, you got some yellow teeth going on. Like, I need you to step your life up because this ain't about to happen at all. And then the third one is I can't stand a broke woman. Ooh, I can't stand it. I can't stand a broke woman. And like I said earlier, I like a woman who can handle her own but likes to lean on me. I don't want a woman who needs to lean on me because what that turns into then what starts coming through my mind is she's just using me for my money. She's using me for this. She's using me for that. Then it starts, you know, so it's like a woman who can get on the grind, has her own money, has her own thing, and we come together, yes. But if you ain't got no money, you broke, baby, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Did you really just sing a boy band? Okay.
Yes. And so you can't be broke. You can't be overweight. You can't have yellow teeth. Your face better be overweight.
You can't have
bad
hair.
You
can't
have no mole on your face. Hey, Duran, how much money you got in your pocket right now?
Listen.
You got a dollar in your pocket? A 20 in your wallet?
Wait, I'm going to be okay.
Hashtag
I'm going to be okay.
Busted.
And
busted in, bro. He wants her to have his money. Come on,
listen, I am not busted and I am not broke. Your boy stay fly all the time. Even I ain't got a dollar in my pocket.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
Get that from your daddy.
Where he get it from? He get it from his daddy.
Hey. Okay, so what you got, Viv?
Three things that make you unattractive. To me, an arrogant or obnoxious man is unattractive. Somebody who is like mean. I don't like attitude is everything for me. So if you're mean or obnoxious or that doesn't go well for me. And let's see, I can't stand classless. You don't have any class, any couth, any tact, and also thirsty. If you're just too thirsty.
What do you mean
about
thirsty?
Night. Thirsty is to go out one night with your girls, you're hanging out, and you give somebody your phone number, you exchange numbers, and they text you. You leave the club, say you leave at 12 o'clock, a birthday party, whatever, you're out with your friends, you leave the club 12 o'clock, and you're getting back-to-back text messages. Hey, can't wait to talk to you, can't wait to talk to you, can't wait to talk to you. The next day you get back-to-back phone calls, can't wait to talk to you, can't wait to talk to you. What the hell? And see, when you pass out business cards, I do personal training and stuff like that, so I'm passing out cards all the time, and somebody might think, I'm looking at you like, okay, prospective client, and they looking like, okay, you know, let me see if I can
holler.
But then you text 10 times? You done text 10 times at 12 o'clock at night? No. I don't like that. That's thirsty. Put your life together.
When you said thirsty.
Go ahead, Kanye.
No. I need to wait for you.
I was about to say, I had this one girl that I talked to, I got her number. I went out and I met her, got her number. She texted me 50 million times. I didn't reply back because I was busy. So then her last text message was, well, I guess I'll leave you alone. You think? So I text her back with a straight face, like, really? You think? You got the hint? Oh, okay. Good. Next.
When you said thirsty, I was about to say, well, I would think you'd be thirsty down there drinking all that infused water, you know, being down there in that Texas climate. You can't get a little thirsty, but you were talking about something entirely different. I got myself now. I found out. I know it's now.
Yeah. Nobody, a man doesn't want to complete a woman, and a woman does not want to complete a man. You need to be all good all by yourself. And then we just add to each other's life. But I'm good with or without you, and together it's just, you know, a nice dance. It's a dating dance, but, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can go on
can
and
you
on about
feel
that.
It?
Yeah.
Can you
we'll
feel the love? I know, right? Okay, so we're going to go to break because you got to pay these bills. You're right. We got this last break we're going to go to. And then right after this break, we're going to hit our rant to raise. You can go follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to go to our website, hooperthingradio.com. All right. Welcome back. And it's time for the rants and the rays and the rays and the rants. So, now what this is this is rays and rants and rants and rays. And what we're going to do is we're going to say something that really ticks off this week, something that we really like this week, and that's really what rants and rays are, okay? So go ahead, Viv, hit us with your rants and rays.
Alrighty, I got something going on that technical end right there. But
yeah,
I rant the raise. Alrighty, my raise is I am getting a raise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is about time, but I've been getting a raise ever since then, so I can't complain. But my rant is it's just to pay more bills. But I'm happy to pay these bills because I get a joy out of paying bills. I don't know if other people do, but I do.
You do. You get a joy out of paying bills.
Yeah, because, I mean, to me it says responsibility. It says you're trustworthy. It says you got your stuff together. And guess what? I got my stuff together.
Okay.
Well, to have bills means You have bills, that means you have stuff. So that means you got something. So, yeah, that's a grown-up way to look at it.
So I'm not thirsty.
No. You're quenched, my darling. You are quenched.
Very much so quenched. Very
thank
much
you.
So.
You ran with
thank
the
guy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So my rave, I'm starting my rave first, right? My rave, I was at work today, and it was a Caucasian lady, and I have to say this because it's going to pertain to my rave. My rave is that I got a compliment on my hair today. So I was at work today, and yesterday, or will be a couple, like last week, I did a blowout kit, like an S-curl, because I have some really nappy hair, and I'm trying to, like, grow it out.
Hold on,
you heard him. Let him talk. You heard him. Don't say
you,
that.
You just ran the coffee. You did a blowout.
Listen.
I'm a man out on that. I can't listen to this shenanigan. I'm a man out on that. You do you, boy.
It's an S curl. It was a man's kit. So, okay, it's a man's kit. It's for you to your hair to get a little curly, a little kink to it so they're looking all nappy, N-A-P-P-Y nappy. And so this morning I got to work, and I have a Caucasian coworker. She was like, "Your hair is so nice when you grow it out. You have so many curls, and it's so wonderful. Oh my gosh, I wish I had hair like that." And I was like, "Thank you. I know my hair natural." Back of my head, I'm thinking like, "I wish I had hair like this too." Like
hashtag fake.
So that was my rave. My rant is working with idiots. All of my stuff is about work this week because we had a job to do where we had to move some stuff from one compartment to another compartment. We don't usually do a whole lot of heavy lifting on my job, but this time we had to. So I called another department up, asked, can I get their, like, moving thing? And she's like, yeah, you can come do it. Yeah, you come use it. And so I told my department, this is my supervisors, and I said, hey, I know we have to move these heavy things, but I have these, like, roller carts here, right? And they was like, you just trying to get out of work. And I'm like, no, I'm a work smarter, not harder type of person. So if it's a job that needs to be done, I'm going to try to do the easiest way to get it done. I'm going to do it effectively, but I want to do the easiest route. Like, I'm just going to keep it real. They're like, no, just go ahead and go do it. Go ahead, go do it. I was like, okay, all right, I got something for these suckers. My arthritis is going to be on fleek tomorrow. It's okay. It is okay. You worry about that deep problem.
Okay, you can't have both. You can't have arthritis as an ailment and fleek as a term. Those two don't go in the same generation.
Arthritis on fleek. Like, wait a minute. How old are you? 45?
You can't say the word arthritis and also use the word fleek. They just been two different generations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How old is he? How old are you? 45 years old and you already got arthritis?
I don't. That was the thing. I do not have arthritis, but they're going to try to have me lift this stuff.
Jesus, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
I think that blowout kid went to his head. They didn't got that full brain stuff. See, he wanted you to go back to his, where he was talking about the girl, so he was looking busted last week until he got that blowout, and now he's brand new with $2 in his pocket, and now he's a man.
You know what? Listen, I just want to tell everybody this because Jamal is going in on me today. One, I'm not busted, and I am not broke, okay? I just want to make that very clear because Jamal is actually going in on my life.
I do not look like JJ Fish.
And it's time we have a saying, broke, disgusted, and can't be trusted. Remember that, all right?
Woo, he talked about his life. He just read his own self. Dang, boy.
Okay, y'all.
You better stop.
Okay. All right. Well, we hate to leave everybody, but it's time to go. So, this hour flies by. It does. It flies by. So we would like to thank Minister Paula for the word of the week. We'll post the scriptures on Facebook. Yes. And Paula Boy Productions for the music on today's show. Go to our website, www.hoopersingradio.com or blogtalkradio.com/hoopersing to listen to past shows. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Instagram. If you like the music on today's show, go to hoopersingradio.com if you want more information about it. And make sure you tune in next week, same time, same place, for our show about boundaries with in-laws, where we will do a game show with Jamal and his mother-in-law.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I'm not going to be there.
Yay!
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
that's not, if we really don't call in. That was Via who did it. I want to make sure that wasn't, you know, that wasn't me. That was her, okay? So because we didn't get a chance to give the tickets away, we're going to give them away this week. So pay attention to our Facebook. I'm going to talk to the producers. We're going to figure out a way to give them away this week. We're going to definitely give these tickets away to any AMC theater. So just check in with our Facebook tomorrow. You'll see the competition rules and details so you guys can get your tickets if you want them. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook at Duran Anderson Hooper.
And don't forget to follow me at Instagram at jsterling9 for awesome family pics, inspirational words, and it's me. Follow me.
And don't forget to keep checking back at our Facebook page for Hooper Thing Radio, where we'll post whatever the competition is going to be for the movie tickets. We'll love to give those away to somebody. Until next time, keep God in your hearts and in your mind.
We love ya. We love ya. We love ya.
I love you for real. He loves you part-time.